Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Mike Alkire. How are you, Mike?
Great. How are you, Robert?
I'm terrific and glad to be with you because Mike is the president and CEO of Premier. And Premier, unlike any other company I know in the whole world, and I've been on healthcare boards for 24 years, healthcare has been a major part of everything. They have a different model. They are actually at what I would say the center of the ecosystem in improving quality and reducing costs of healthcare globally, working with 4,400 of the 5,000 hospitals in America. First, explain to everyone what this Premier model is.
Sure. So as you said, we work with more than 4,000 hospitals, and our focus really is to unite them. So you spoke a little bit earlier about our focus on quality. So we bring technology and analytics and wraparound services to help our healthcare systems drive higher levels of quality. We're actually doing a program right now for the federal government and HHS, which is all about maternal health. And because we have such a significant reach into healthcare delivery in hospitals, and because we've got such a profound and significant data set and analytics, you know, we stand at a place where we can literally help drive the improvement of you know, that whole journey of having a baby and the whole focus on maternity health. So that's one side of our business, and that's all about trying, you know, is helping our healthcare systems drive higher levels of quality. On the other side, we're focused on helping them do that high level of quality while reducing costs. So we have a number of capabilities from a supply chain standpoint that really help our healthcare systems really manage the cost of products that they're utilizing for procedures, also that help them appropriately utilize products. So it's not just bringing down the price per, but because we have all this great clinical data, our focus is also to help them understand whether or not a certain procedure or a certain product is absolutely necessary from, you know, a quality standpoint. And so we help them with all those analytics as well.
What is really your vision for Premier? Because Premier is at the center and is doing what no one else is really doing. So you have, in a sense, more impact on healthcare than the average bear does.
We try to build out the capabilities and the support really to help our healthcare deliverers do exactly what you said, which is help them with this delivering higher levels of quality and reducing costs. So from a vision standpoint, you know, our focus from a supply chain side of things is really to ensure that, you know, not only are we driving great prices, but we're building resiliency into the supply chain, meaning, you know, COVID really identified sort of some of the weaknesses that the current supply chain has. And we'll get into some of the discussions around, you know, what we saw during COVID and what our response to that was. But number one, from a supply chain standpoint, we've got to build more resiliency. We've got to vertically integrate the supply chain, meaning that it's not strong enough that we just drive prices. We also have to ensure that you know, we've got to make sure that there's healthy supply chains and making sure that there's a very robust number of suppliers that are producing products and producing raw materials that go into those products and those kinds of things. So from a vision standpoint, our focus really is to create healthier supply chains to help manage costs. Also then on the other side, it's from a quality improvement standpoint, it's all about technology. And our focus really has been really leveraging advanced technologies. So think of artificial intelligence, machine learning, natural language processing. We bought a company a couple of years back that has quite a bit of capability in this area. And the focus of that company is to take all those great advanced analytics that we have from a, you know, a quality measurement standpoint, from a labor productivity standpoint, which is really big today because of some of the issues associated with the labor markets. But to literally take that and write that into the workflow, working with the big electronic medical record companies and ensuring to the degree that it makes sense, writing all of those protocols and ways to, practice care, write those directly into those electronic medical records. So that's the vision. That's where we're going. We want to make sure that to the degree it's feasible, that we're using this advanced technology to really highlight what's the best practice of care depending on your case and the disease that you're trying to manage.
So you're really, because of your unique position of aggregating all of this data, having the technology and being at the center, you are democratizing higher quality and lower cost.
You know, that is absolutely the goal. And we need to do it because we've got to continue to think through ways to bend the cost of healthcare. And so we've got a whole program and a company under the moniker of Contigo Health. And Contigo really was brought about a few years back because we had large employers coming to us and saying, hey, look, we're really struggling with the cost of healthcare and basically the quality of healthcare across the country. So, you know, the way that our employees are receiving healthcare in Orlando is significantly different than the way they're receiving healthcare in Omaha. And we want consistency. We want a high level of healthcare for our employee base. And so that drove us down the path of our initiative with Contigo. And the reason this large employer came to us is they said, look, if there's an organization that has the ability to democratize data, to pull together large swaths of the healthcare community, to actually show or that's actually demonstrated how they've improved quality across hundreds of hospitals, it's you. And so we would like to work more closely with you to figure out ways for us to improve the healthcare that's being provided to our employee population.
Congratulations on the partnership. Any final advice on supply chain, what people need to know?
You know, when COVID happened, you know, obviously we were not prepared as a country. And very, very quickly, Premier stood up a coalition, if you will, of all the suppliers, all of the distributors, other GPOs, to work in partnership with FEMA and HHS, the CDC, and to some degree the FDA. From, you know, day one, we really struggled with, you know, what was happening from an information standpoint. We didn't know when it hit New York and it hit out in Seattle. We really didn't understand what kind of PPE that we had in all of our inventories. We really didn't understand what the strategic stockpile really had in it. And we really didn't understand the needs that were going to be required in the future because of the virus. And so, again, we stood this coalition up, and I can remember back in those days, we were meeting every day for quite a long period of time to get ourselves sort of out of this issue. But I will tell you, there are a couple of keynotes that sort of emerged.
So, Mike, you mentioned supply chain. You mentioned China. Talk more about that.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. With our overdependence on Southeast Asia, and then specifically with China, there were some incredibly important lessons learned. We actually stood up some production of N95s in Taiwan, had a couple of shipments in January, and found very quickly that, you know, Big China had a significant influence on that production and, quite frankly, embargoed it. So all those N95s, KN95s, all those masks that were destined for the U.S. Were rerouted back to mainland China. And that was in January of 2020. That was number one. Number two, filtration media, which goes into the mask that prevents the virus from actually you inhaling the virus. A significant majority of that filtration media is manufactured in China. And during the height of the pandemic, China stopped shipping that and only allowed that to be utilized in manufacturers in China. Number three, and in some cases, you might say this was rightfully so. But China put a level of review from a quality standpoint because so many manufacturers were actually getting into producing PPEs during the height of the pandemic. The problem was we've been working with factories, you know, for 8 to 10 years that they put that same level of quality oversight on that actually constricted the amount of product that got shipped. That got shipped to the United States and thereby, you know, creating more issues from a supply chain standpoint. So the net of all of it is one of the big takeaways for us is we've got to have more resiliency, more regionality, less dependence on one country. Because at the end of the day, if you don't believe it for the reasons of what I described, which is public health, think about it in economic terms. In 2020, the only economy that grew, or major economy that grew, was China's. They grew, what, roughly 4.5%, 5%, while ours shrunk 4.5% or 5%. So from an economic standpoint, it also makes a lot of sense to create resilient supply chains.
Robert Reese on the CEO Show. When we come back, we're going to speak with Mike and find out about, during COVID, how do you manage diverse teams? Then we're going to learn some stuff about personal stuff like swimming. Back in a few.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mike Alkire, who is the president and CEO of Premier, and this is what we call the Intel Inside for all of healthcare, quality, and cost, reducing cost by increasing quality. It's a unique model. They work with over 4,000 top hospitals. So I want to ask you, you know, when you became CEO, you've been involved with, obviously, COVID, as everyone has. But you had some sort of unique practices on managing diverse teams everywhere. How did you do it? What's the key to your leadership to doing that effectively?
You know, it all starts with communication and culture, right? I mean, I'll just start with that. We've been building out a very, very strong culture that has been very focused in terms of supporting our healthcare systems. It's that culture of, you know, really focusing in on, you know, customer needs and ensuring that we're doing everything we can do to support their mission. And then communication. You know, it's interesting. When the lights went down on travel and, you know, we were sequestered to our homes and asked not to travel and those kinds of things, we had to figure out very quickly how we were all going to communicate, especially where we were, given that we were in the middle of all the issues associated with COVID. So we very quickly shifted from a telephone and having, you know, voice calls to very quickly moving into, you know, more things today that we just assume are fairly natural, which is Zooms and Microsoft Teams and those kinds of things. So we kept a lot of our same practice in terms of keeping the teams updated and our board meetings and those kinds of things, but we added a lot more virtual meetings than we've ever had in the past. So I think those are the two things that were, you know, the big drivers for us.
Any other advice on your leadership philosophy?
Everybody's sort of, you know, wondering when you have a scenario like COVID that hits, you know, who's gonna sweep into the vacuum? I can remember back in the early days of COVID, you know, the federal government was reaching. I remember when FEMA was reaching out to us, and I remember when HHS was reaching out. There really was no sort of, there was no cookbook, if you will, or a manual that said, well, you need to do this now because you're in the middle of a global pandemic. So we took some initiative and decided that, you know, we needed to build a coalition out. We needed to understand what was happening on the ground with our caregivers. And we needed to understand how we could support them more effectively through providing them PPE and drugs and the kinds of things they needed to you know, care for their patients. And so, you know, I think it's, you know, one of the things that, you know, we kind of learned and things that we've learned over our period as leaders is, you know, taking the initiative. You know, when you see an opportunity, jump into it. It may not be 100% right the first time, and I talk about this quite a bit. It may not be 100% accurate the first time, but you know what? You need to get in and figure out, you know, what's happening and pull together the right levels of people to create solutions and those kinds of things, and just continue to iterate. And, you know, over time, we got better and better and better. But, you know, the first series of meetings, especially from a coalition standpoint, were a little bit clunky, but we got pretty efficient at them.
And I commend you on that idea of take action. I remember it's funny that we're saying you are the Intel Inside, because I was interviewing the CEO of Intel, and here's what he told me. He said, the three rules for us are, number one, succeed if you can. Number two, fail. That's your second best option. Number three is to take no action. And now if you fail, fail fast. But that's really what you're talking about is action. So that's great.
Well, it's interesting. I could echo those same comments. The only other subscript I'd say on the fail is, by the way, if there are people know that that failure is going to be fatal, let us know early on, as opposed to having that kind of thing just continue to evolve. But yeah, no, I agree. You know, and we are very action oriented, very mission oriented, and obviously very focused on helping our healthcare systems.
So I want to shift to personal. Talk about the concept of swimming. You know, you started 8 years old. What did you learn from swimming that has impacted you in being a great CEO?
Well, it's interesting, and I would probably summarize this in the way all athletes feel. So I think that, you know, just being an athlete really teaches you a focus on perseverance. You're not going to have success all the time. And remembering what the end goals are, there's three or four incredibly life and important life lessons of being an athlete, you know, that I learned. So, you know, perseverance and that, you know, it is really difficult. You know, if you have a bad swim in a meet and then, you know, you're getting back in the water the next day, it's never enjoyable to, you know, kind of live through an experience that's negative and then have to, you know, continue to try to improve. And after doing it as many years as I had done it, because I swam obviously up into including college, you had a lot of setbacks. And so you had to figure out ways to mentally and emotionally and physically recover to a way that you were always, always, always improving. So that's number one. Number two, focus on discipline. You know, at least in my sport, you never really got ahead unless you really were focused on your sport. You put the time in the pool, you put the time out of the pool, you put the time into your emotions and even to, you know, your diet and those kinds of things. So, that focus obviously discipline's really important. And then the last one, I've always said this, but it's always focus on the goal. If you're focusing on a goal, no matter what hits you along the way and you keep that goal in sight, you have a lot better chance of succeeding. And I think swimming was, you know, really important for me to understand that life lesson.
Hey, I want to sum up with the concept of podcasts. You're one of the few CEOs I know who has a great podcast. It's Inside Out that I've heard several of, and it's just bringing so much energy to healthcare. Just sum up, you have about a minute left. Talk about that and also give the website if anyone wants to go to Premier or to hear your podcast.
Yeah, so Inside Out's really all about it transforming healthcare from the inside out. We know what we need to be doing from a healthcare delivery standpoint, and the idea is to bring those voices, you know, to the table that really understand what's happening, and, you know, transform healthcare. And so, you know, the concept is, how are we sharing innovation? So I have CEOs of very large med device companies and pharmaceutical companies and others that participate on that. But the whole focus was and is to talk about innovation within healthcare, and to make sure that that's visible. Because oftentimes in what you talked about, you know, there's an awful lot of, you know, negative kind of commentary about healthcare. Especially in the United States, boy, and there's just some absolutely fabulous innovation that's occurring, and that's really the focus of the podcast.
Website?
It's Inside Out. Just Google Inside Out and Premier, and it'll pop up, and we've done like 36 episodes.
And Premier's website is?
www.premierinc.com.
And almost everyone knows that already, but I want to say, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the time, Robert.
And everyone listening in, remember one thing that Mike said to us, no matter if it's COVID or any situation, the key for a CEO is...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jim Continenza. How are you, Jim?
Good, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. And you're in for a treat now because Jim has done something few people have. So he's been involved with about 30 turnarounds in various capacities, and he's really led about 7 to 10 of those. The most recent one we're going to talk about is a company that, in fairness, many people didn't even know was still around, and he's turned it around, which is called Kodak from 1892. And from when he took over as CEO, I think stock price over the last 2 years has gone up almost 350%. So it's a whole story on the turnaround. Let's talk about what is the concept to you of a turnaround?
You know, Robert, I don't look at it as a turnaround, more as a transition and a transformation, right? It's not a one-time move. It's what are you doing for long-term growth, long-term stability, and where is the direction? What are your core competencies, and what can you accomplish over time? So when I hear turnaround, right, when I come into a company, I always tell them, you have to leave it much better than when you got here. You got to create jobs for the next generation and create long-term value for your shareholders. That's a turnaround to me, or transformation.
So let's talk about Kodak. You came in, you have historically been brought in by private equity, and you'll help the company grow. For you do not usually take on the CEO role. What made you decide to do that with Kodak in 2019 after being chairman of the board?
So I ended up joining in 2013 when they were still in bankruptcy, and to help get them out. And so I knew the company fundamentally, and I spent a lot of time, even when we transitioned CEOs back then. So I was able to spend time with them and understand the business, move to the board with the new investors. We went a different direction, and it could have worked, right? So it's easy. It just didn't, but it could have. So you kind of let it go its direction. We were headed the wrong direction, at least by the board and our ownership, we thought, and by the numbers. And we want to get back to our core values. So the board asked me to step back in because of the history I had and other things that I've done. So I ended up stepping into this role. It was a tenuous time. It was very difficult. Stock was at its all-time low. I mean, a lot of things had to change quick, and we had to get focused. We tried a lot of different things, and they just didn't quite pan out. And, you know, what you really do is you come back to what you're good at. And so that's what kind of drove me to come in. I care about the company. I care about the employees a lot and my shareholders. And it's like, all right, I'll step in this role.
So what exactly did you do? And I will throw out, from my perspective, what I noticed you had like 8 major innovations within 18 months, where the past 20 years you didn't even have that many. But you tell me, when you come into a company, an iconic brand that's hurting, like Kodak, what are your steps to turning it around? Is it innovation or is it something else?
So it's a lot of things. It's not one, and it's not one person. So it's not just me, right? It's not one person. That's not true. And when you look at a business and you look at, you know, when I look at a company, right, the board is very active in the business. And the one thing that Kodak had, right, great people, great technology, and great experience. Can't argue 130 years isn't a lot of experience. We're great at layering and coding and imaging and dispersions and a lot of different technologies, over 20,000 pens in its life, right? And you got to ask yourself, the problem is you got too much to choose for. It's like going to a restaurant with a 10-page menu, right? Simplify the menu. We had to simplify our menu. And so when I looked at the business and said, you know, where can we go from here? Why am I stepping in? It's, can I stabilize the business, number one? And before we put any more money in, can we come up with a path, right? Is there a path? Our investors should run. And when you look at a path for the business, you got to, you know, again, align with your shareholders, your board, and your management team, right? Can you execute on this path? And if there's not a path forward, then don't put the money in. And some companies are meant to continue and some aren't. This one is. And you're seeing it today. We had to get back to our core values and our core roots, things we were good at, layering, coding, chemistry, advanced materials, industrial manufacturing, print, and stop doing everything else. And you got to put the brakes on. And you got to simplify the menu. And that's a lot to throw at you in one breath. But when you look at a business on a turnaround, right, the key components of that always are, when you get into financial trouble, it happens years before you go into bankruptcy, Robert. You start doing different stuff to preserve equity, right? And I call it stupid stuff. And then you go into bankruptcy. And let me tell you who's in charge. The lawyers, the accountants, and HR. Well, when you come out of bankruptcy, they need to go back to their support roles and not run the business. Unfortunately, Kodak didn't do that. They didn't become operational. They were still led by those groups that are support functions, not drivers, including IS. So what you have to do is put the business back to the operators, back to the customer, go to a customer first model, and we'll spend more time on that, but that's really the case. You walk in as, how's the business run and how should it be run, right? And we put in really tight disciplines around functional, accountable, measurable, and trackable, you know, and that's kind of the wave that starts that.
So what was your exact strategy? You talked about the support people. That's really smart. I love the concept of simplifying the menu. So now we're focused. What was your path? Was it the innovation you did of the 8 new products? Was it something else?
So, again, multiple points. I'm sorry not to answer the question. It's when you look at this business, right, it took time to find a path. I didn't find it overnight. But then you look at barriers to entry. What would it take for you to get into film or get into functional printing or get into, you know, digital printing? What would it take for you, anyone else, to come compete with me? What are my true advantages? So when you pick that path, which we did, we have some of the best technology in digital print and in offset plates, right? It made sense to put money back in R&D. We were spending money in R&D, but we were spending it like peanut butter and everywhere. We narrowed it down. What can we do quickly? What can we do long term? What would have the greatest impact? Right? What would have the least impact? What are we really good at? Right? And what are we not? Right? And what are new technologies that are just further out? And we just had to choose those quadrants and bring that back together. But most importantly, we had to come in as one Kodak. I asked the question my very first day, what does Kodak do? And I had thousands of people plus in the audience. These are my employees. They couldn't answer the question. We had to come back to know what we do. We know what we do today. For a while there, we just didn't even know what we did.
Give me in one sentence, what does Kodak do?
Print, advanced materials, chemicals, layering, coating. We're an industrial manufacturer globally.
Ah, so Kodak is an industrial manufacturer. That's great. I hadn't even thought of that. So were there any major mistakes that you made in the turnaround of Kodak that you learned the lesson from?
All day long. I'm not going to dwell on them. I have a saying with my leadership team. I did the same thing with my kids. My dad did this with me. I don't care if that you made a mistake. I care about what you did next, right? What was your decision making once you know you made the mistake, right? So, you know, I would say on some of the innovations, right, we put money in R&D. Some things weren't quite ready yet, and the timing wasn't right. And you got to pull those back. You got to know and say, okay, the market's not ready. Let's put this aside for now. But where is the market today? And there were some innovations there, I would say I did. And even in direction, right? I could never move fast enough. I like to focus on the things that we probably did really well, and that would be we put our customers first. We had 8 divisions. They were doing their own thing. The customers had to deal with 8 different, you know, divisions. It's the same customer. We're just one Kodak. We put together a council of our 20 largest CEOs and customers. We meet quarterly, and they're involved in our R&D. I just didn't come up with these products. They did. And they work with us as we develop them. We put a council together with the analysts and take your shots at us. It's okay. But they're helpful, too. They're constructive, and we learn from that. We meet quarterly. You know, and I talk to my competitors. I mean, it's important that, you know, we look in the industry and, you know, we talk. It's okay that we're competitors, right? But it's okay to also have a relationship. We have to take care of our customers. So there's a lot of, you know, mistakes in the structuring and the people and the path. Not everything is where you want it to be. But overall, you know, the team's executed pretty well, I would say.
So here's a question. The name Kodak, huge brand, hurt brand, distress brand. Did it help you or hurt you in the turnaround?
I've got to tell you, it helped unbelievably. It's one of the most iconic global names ever. There wasn't a time where you couldn't travel the globe and not find a Kodak product, right? So globally, unbelievable. Its association with quality, innovation, right, never really got diminished. I was surprised. A lot of times brands get diminished through restructuring. It didn't. So it helped a lot. I got to be honest. We don't explain who we are, what we do, what we're doing, the quality of our service, the innovation of our equipment. We don't have to do that.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Today with Jim Continenza. So he's been involved with about 30 turnarounds at various capacities. The most recent one we're going to talk about is a company that, in fairness, many people didn't even know was still around, and he's turned it around, which is called Kodak from 1892. And from when he took over as CEO, I think stock price over the last 2 years has gone up almost 350%. So I would ask, you've learned a lot. You've had this huge experience turning around over seven major organizations. Was there any conversation that you had, a lesson in life, that someone gave you advice that you sort of follow regularly? I'm trying to understand how your leadership concepts developed.
You know what? I'll give you two really good points. And one of them is, it doesn't have to be your way, right? You learn as you get older, and my God, I've gotten older. When you look at businesses, and I use Microsoft Word all the time, or Windows, pick your platform, right? How do you close Word? Is it Alt-X? Is it Alt-F? I mean, is it Alt-F-Exit? I mean, how do you get out of it? They all work. Just because it's not what you would do doesn't mean it's not okay or right. Right? And buy-in. I have great leadership. I am really a hands-off. I don't do meetings. I haven't done a quarterly meeting since I've been here. I did one. They used to do QBRs here, four of them a year, 30-some people show up. Everyone talks around the room and goes home. It doesn't fit into my model. Talk to each other. We got rid of a lot of the assistants. You don't need assistants getting each other calendars. When I call you, you take my call. When you call me, I take yours. Talk to each other. We start every Monday with health and safety. Then my head of health and safety didn't even know who the CEO was. I mean, jokingly, we start with that. And then we worked into the business. But every Monday, people know what to do, but we actually talk to each other. And you don't have to get on each other's calendars. If there's an issue, get on the phone. Solve it. And that's why we went to functional leaders, not leaders of business units. You're part of a function. Others are part of that. You know, a tree is only as good as its roots. And we have to have that same.
So explain that functional leadership and explain what your job is. Because you're one of the only CEOs I know after 1,000 interviews who doesn't have meetings. What do you do during the day? How do you manage these companies?
So, again, through discipline, right? We put in great front-end software. You fix your back-end. You have automation. I look at where our business is going based on activity. It's real simple. If you're not proposing it, you're not going to sell it. It's real simple. I don't need to have anyone else who forecasts for me. Activity management, those basics, right? But when your leadership talks together and know they have to work together under one premise, take care of the customer. I really do believe in the customer first. I love my employees. I have three children. I love all of them. You can love more than one thing. So we could care for our employees, but our customers come first. So with that, it's very easy to say, if you're having an issue, what are the three groups or four groups that impact that customer? They work together functionally. It's not my problem, not my unit, not my P&L, not my division, right? You can't do that. You all have to work together, and your decision making has to be for the greater good of the whole. And so that's really how we work that. And it's really talk, honesty, transparency. Right? And if you can't fit that style, you don't belong here.
What do you do? Do you jump in. Like David Stern once told me, the NBA, it's all about episodic micromanagement. That's what he does. What is your way? Do you jump in? Do you let them go? Do they come to you? How do you manage this whole great process?
You know, it's like everything, right? We're a democracy of the dictator. Sometimes just assume I have more information than you do and trust my judgment, right? Other times I will support yours, but just sometimes, you know, things are what they are. But when we agree we're going a direction, we're going that direction. I don't want to hear it again. And either is my team. And I go the layer down. I'll be really honest with you. I mean, I spend time talking to the next layer. I spend more time talking to people I call work for a living. I walk through the factories. I talk to the management below. I talk to the workers down below. I want to understand those that actually impact it. I make statements sometimes out of context. One of them being, you know, I'd rather lose one of my executives than the person who makes my film. Because I could run a business, but I sure in the hell can't make film. I mean, I don't know how to do that. So you got to have a good team. You got to have the right people, you know, that'll work together, that get working together for a greater cause and not about just them. And we have calls. We talk to each other. We have objectives. They have clear objectives, measurable, trackable, accountable, functional, right? And we talk about where we are on those goals. But a lot of groups get together and they listen to other people's problems, but then they don't own it. Everyone weighs in and they all go home. If you don't impact it or have something to do with it, you don't need to be part of it. No BCCs. Go ahead.
So when someone doesn't live up to what they're supposed to, it's all about accountability. What do? Do you fire them? Do you get them a new job?
It depends. It's a good question. If your skill set is you're still needed in the business, you're just in the wrong job, yes. If it's you just don't fit, then you need to move on and we get rid of you. I'm just being blunt. You got to do it.
Final question. Predict the future. Tell me what the future is going to be for Kodak and what CEOs need to be thinking about as we're, quote unquote, emerging from this pandemic. Where should they focus on innovation, on business?
Let me do that one first and then the other. When for CEOs and for me, when I communicate with other CEOs, and I do, this pandemic, no one's ever managed through it, right? So when I hear all this advice from everyone and consultants and everyone, right? No one's ever lived this pandemic, okay? One thing we've learned is we're in one planet, one globe. What happens anywhere else can happen here, right? That comes back to why I'm big on sustainability, right, and the business, and I think we all need to be. But I talked to the CEOs on what are they doing to protect their people and protect their customers, right? That's been my number one conversation over the last couple of years because I have never seen this. As old as I am and things that I've done, no one has. How do we manage through this and take care of your people, keep them safe, right? I think we still have to continue to do that. This thing will continue to mutate. We have to understand how to work in the new ecosystem we're in and grow our business. And when you go back to the future of Kodak, right, if you have to grow your way to success, not cut your way to success. They've tried cutting their way to success. That doesn't work. This year, we've had growth for the first time in over a decade, right? And that's a big turnaround. Growth, now we got to move to greater profitability. That's our model. It's very simple. But you have to grow yourself to success at some point. You can't get there through cross-cutting. And you don't wait for someone to come buy your company. You get it operationally in an excellent form that you can continue to execute and grow and innovate.
And that is really inspirational note. I love to simplify the menu, but what you're talking about is accountability and a new model. A lot of people could learn from Kodak. Think about this company's going in. You just got to take control and get the things going operationally and succeed. Great having you on the CEO show, Jim.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.